Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 2, Session 28. 再次救赎其恩,第二部分,第28讲。 我们来温习一下,上一讲我们讲的四件事情,都是在基督里的。第一件事情,
It is in Christ that salvation had its origin in the eternal election of the Father.
救赎的起源乃是圣父在永恒里，在基督里的拣选。第一件事情，第二,
It is in Christ salvation was once for all secured by Jesus' ransom blood.
救恩呢，是一次过在基督里，借着基督付上
赎价的宝血所保证的，一次过成就保证的。第三件事, The beginning of salvation in actual possession is in union with Christ.
信徒或者罪人具体的拥有救恩或者具体的得救，这个具体的得救的开始是借着与基督联合的，换言之是在基督里的。 第四件事情,
Not only does the new life have its inception in Christ, it is also continued by virtue of the same relationship to Him.
新生命不单单是在基督里开始的，也是因为这个同样的关系，就是在基督里与他联合的关系，新生命得以延续。
The new life believers live, they live in the fellowship of Jesus' resurrection.
信徒们所活的新的生命呢，都是因为与耶稣基督的复活或者复活的大能相交而活出来的。
In everything, they are made rich in Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge.
他们在基督里 在各样的口才知识上得到丰富。好，第五，现在我们继续。第五,
It is in Christ that believers die.
信徒们是在基督里死的。They
have fallen asleep in Christ or through Christ.
他们是在基督里或者借着基督因为基督睡了。And
they are dead in Christ.
他们是在基督里死了。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14 and 16.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第4章14节和16节。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那么那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，上帝也必将他与耶稣一同带来。 就是在耶稣里睡了。第16节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有上帝的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。Could
anything illustrate the indissolubility of union with Christ? Could anything illustrate the indissolubility of union with Christ more plainly than the fact that this union is not severed even in death?
没有比这段经文所教导的表明得更加清楚，与基督的联合是不能分开的，就是这个事实，与基督联合 的这个关系呢，就算在死亡也没有断绝的。Death,
of course, is real.
当然，死亡是真实的。Spirit
and body are rent asunder.
人的灵和身体分开了。But
the separated elements of the person are still united to Christ.
但是一个人的位格的 分开的不同的元素，就是灵魂跟身体呢，仍然是与基督 联合的。Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. 诗篇第116篇第15节。在耶和华眼中看圣民之死极为宝贵。第六， Finally, it is in Christ that the people of God will be resurrected and glorified. 最后，神的子民是在基督里必将复活而得荣耀的。 It is in Christ they will be made alive when the last trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22.他们将在基督里活过来，就是当最后的号角响起的时候，死人必复活，穿上不朽坏的。哥林多前书第十五章二十二节，哥林多前书第十五章第二十二节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。It is with Christ they will be glorified. 他们是与基督一同的荣耀的。Romans chapter 8 verse 17. 罗马书第八章第十七节。既是儿女便是后嗣，就是上帝的后嗣，和基督同作后世。罗马书第八章十七节，既是儿女便是后世，就是上帝的后世，和基督同作后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同的荣耀。罗马书八章十七节。 We thus see that union with Christ has its source in the election of God the Father before the foundation of the world, and its fruition in the glorification of the sons of God. 因此我们看到，与基督联合的来源乃是父神在创世之前的拣选，而与基督的联合的开花结果乃是神的儿子们的荣耀。 The perspective of God's peopleIs not narrow. It is broad and it is long. 我们从什么观点角度看上帝的子民呢？不是一个很狭窄的观点，宽阔的，长远的。It is not confined to space and time. 看上帝的子民的观点角度并不限制于空间和时间。It has the expanse of eternity. 它是宽阔，好像永恒是宽阔一样。 Its orbit has two foci. 它的轨迹有两个焦点。 One, the electing love of God the Father in the counsels of eternity. 第一，就是在上帝永恒计划里面父神爱的拣选。 The other, 另外一个焦点， glorification with Christ in the manifestation of his glory. 当基督的荣耀被彰显的时候，圣徒们与基督同的荣耀。 The former has no beginning. 前者就是父神的拣选，是没有开始的。 The latter has no end. 后者就是与基督同的荣耀，是没有终点的。 Glorification with Christ at his coming will be but the beginning of a consummation that will encompass the ages of the ages.当基督再来，与基督同的荣耀只不过是一个完结 consummation， 一个完结的开始。这个完结是包含着世世代代的。 First Thessalonians 4:17， 帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十七节。 So shall we ever be with the Lord。这样
我们就要和主永远同在。 It is a perspective with the past and with the future.
这个观点角度是有过去有将来的。 But neither the past nor the future is founded by what we know as our temporal history.
但是这个的过去这个的未来并不受到我们所认识的现在的历史所限制的。
And because temporal history falls within such a perspective,
而因为在时间中的历史是在这个永恒广阔的整个观点角度里面，
it has meaning and hope.
历史就有意义，历史就有盼望。
What is it that binds past and present and future together in a life of faith and in the hope of glory?
在信心的生活里面，是在信心的生活和荣耀的盼望的里面，是什么使过去、现在和未来连接起来的呢？
Why does the believer entertain the thought of God's determinate counsel with such joy?
为什么信徒想到上帝的永恒的预定的计划的时候会有这么大的欢喜快乐呢？
Why can he have patience in the perplexities and adversities of the present?
为什么基督徒面对现今的困惑和困境难处的时候他能够有忍耐的心呢？
Why can he have confident assurance with reference to the future and rejoice in hope of the glory of God?
为什么当想到未来的时候他可以有充满的信心的确据，因为上帝的荣耀是他的盼望而欢喜快乐呢？
It is because he cannot think of past, present or future apart from union with Christ.
因为基督徒想到过去、想到现今、想到未来都不可能 与基督联合分开来考虑的。
It is union with Christ now in the virtue of his death and the power of his resurrection that certifies to him the reality of his election in Christ before the foundation of the world. He is blessed by the Father with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ, just as he was chosen in Christ from all eternal ages. Ephesians 1, 3 and 4.
就是因为信徒现在与基督联合，现在因为基督的死，借着基督的复活的大能与基督现在就联合，因此这个联合向他保证，当创世之前，他是在基督里被拣选的。父神已经将天上各种的属灵的恩赐，天父已经将天上在基督里的各种属灵的福气给了他，赐福给他，因为他在过去永恒的万事之前已经在基督里被拣选了。参考以弗所书第一章第三节和第四节。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父上帝，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如上帝从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
是因为在基督里，现在我们在基督里，所以呢我们确实知道父神在创世之前已经在基督里拣选我们。
And he has the seal of an eternal inheritance because it is in Christ that he is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise as the earnest of his inheritance unto the redemption of the purposed.
从头来过。
And he has the seal of an eternal inheritance because it is in Christ that he is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise as the earnest of his inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14.
而信徒有一个永恒产业的印记，因为他在基督里 有了所应许的圣灵的印证。这个印证呢，是一个值一个凭据，保证他的产业就是所买赎来的，他所拥有的这个救赎，他必定得到。参考以弗所书第一章13-14节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，原文作之，直到上帝之名，原文说上帝的产业被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。13-14节。 Apart from union with Christ, we cannot view past, present or future with anything but dismay and Christless dread. 若不是与基督联合的话，我们看到过去、现今和将来。若不是与基督联合的话，我们看过去、现今和未来，只会有迷惑和一个没有基督的恐惧。 By union with Christ, the whole complexion of time and eternity is changed. 但是借着与基督联合，整个时间和永恒的整体就被改变。 And the people of God may rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 神的子民就可以用说不出来的喜乐、欢喜、快乐，同时充满着荣耀。 Union with Christ is a very inclusive subject. 因此与基督联合是一个包罗万象的一个很庞大的主题。 It embraces the wide span of salvation. 它包含了整个福音的广度。 From its ultimate source in the eternal election of God. 从永恒里上帝的拣选，就是与基督联合的至终的来源。To its final fruition in the glorification of the elect. 一直它的最后的完成，就是选民得到荣耀。It is not simply a phase of the application of redemption. 所以与基督联合不仅仅是救赎施行的一个的层面或者一个步骤。It underlies every aspect of redemption.Both in its accomplishment and in its application. 与基督联合是救赎的每一个层面背后的根基，不论是救赎的成就或者是救赎的施行。 Union with Christ binds all together. 与基督联合使各方面都连接起来， and ensures that all from whom Christ has purchased redemption, he effectively applies and communicates the same. 与基督联合也保证着所有基督买赎救恩的对象，他有效的施行传这个救恩给他的救赎的对象，就是说具体的选民必定会得救的。But union with Christ is an important part of the application of redemption. 说了这么多呢，与基督联合仍然是救赎的施行的一个重要的部分的。We do not become actual partakers of Christ until redemption is effectually applied. 我们必须有救赎大能有效的施行，我们才具体的在基督里有份。 Paul, in writing to the believers in Ephesus, reminded them that they were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. 当保罗写信给以弗所的信徒的时候，他提醒他们，他们在创立世界以前就在基督里蒙拣选的。 But, 但是 he also reminded them that, 他同时也提醒他们， there was a time when they were without Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
他也提醒他们呢，曾经有一段时间，他们是在基督以外的。以弗所书第二章第十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有上帝的。
And that they were by nature children of wrath, even as others. Ephesians 2:3.
同样的，他们在以弗所书第二章第三节，他们从前也都在他们中间，就是悖逆之子的中间，放纵肉体的情欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。以弗所书第二章第三节。
Although they have been chosen in Christ before times eternal,
虽然他们在有时间之前的永恒已经在基督里蒙拣选了，
yet they were Christless until they were called effectually into fellowship of God's Son.
但是他们是没有基督的，或者是在基督以外的，直到上帝有效的呼召他们进入到上帝儿子的团契，就是说直到上帝呼召他们与基督神的儿子有份。
1 Corinthians 1:9
哥林多前书第一章第九节，上帝是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
Hence it is by the effectual call of God the Father that men are made partakers of Christ.
因此人进入到基督里与基督有份，都是借着父上帝的有效的恩召，
and enter into the enjoyment of the blessings of redemption.
他们不单单与基督有份，他们就进入到基督里享受救赎里的一切的福气。
Only then do they know the fellowship of Christ.
到了这个阶段，他们才真正的体验知道与基督的交通团契。
What is the nature of this union with Christ which is effected by the call of God?
这个由上帝的呼召所做成的，有效的做成的与基督联合，它有哪些的本质呢？
There are several things to be said in answer to this question.
回答这个问题，我们要说几件的事。我在这里先总结一下。Number one, 第一件事，
It is spiritual.
与基督联合是属灵的联合。
Number two, It is mystical.
第二，与基督联合是一个奥秘的联合。本章下半就是讲与基督联合的性质是什么，是属灵的，是圣灵做成的，是奥秘的。
Number one, it is spiritual. 第一是属灵的。Few words in the New Testament have been subjected to more distortion than the word spiritual.
新约圣经里属灵的这个字呢，比差不多任何其他的字更加的被人扭曲。
Frequently, it is used to denote what is little more than vague sentimentality.
属灵的这个词很多时候是用来指一种很模糊的情绪，就是那个人很属灵啦，爱主啦等等。
Spiritual in the New Testament refers to that which is of the Holy Spirit.
在新约圣经，属灵的是用来指关乎圣灵的。
The spiritual man is the person who is indwelt and controlled by the Holy Spirit.
一个属灵的人乃是有圣灵内住的，有圣灵掌控的人。
And a spiritual state of mind is a state of mind that is produced and maintained by the Holy Spirit.
而一种属灵的心态乃是由圣灵所产生的，有圣灵所维持的心态。
Hence, when we say that union with Christ is spiritual, 所以当我们说与基督的联合是属灵的， we mean first of all that the bond of this union is the Holy Spirit himself.
我们的意思呢就是说与基督联合这个的连结本身就是圣灵他自己。
我们下一讲继续读经文，有哥林多前书第十二章十三节，参考哥林多前书第六章十七和十九节，罗马书第八章九到十一节，约翰一书第三章二十四节和约翰一书第四章十三节。